I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Typically, you'll struggle to find a bite on bass in West Virginia during the month of August, but this year has been anything but typical on West Virginia lakes. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment. Normally in the month of August, water's running low and temperatures are running high in West Virginia, and those are brutal conditions for fishing. But DNR biologist Jim Walker tells me that's not the case this year.
Yeah, they are. But the good thing about this summer, Chris, is I tell you, I think we're about to miss dog days. I know we should be right smack dab in the middle of it right now, but as everybody knows, the air temperatures has been a lot cooler this summer, so that makes the water temperature cooler, and the fish are not quite as deep, and I think a little more susceptible at being caught.
Usually fish are extremely deep, suspended, and disinterested in chasing a lure, but with cooler water, the temperatures, as Jim mentioned, are coming up, more shallow than usual.
I was doing an electrofishing survey last week at Big Ditch Lake. It's a small impoundment, right around the Somersville area, and we got plenty of 19, 20-inch bass, and lots of channel catfish, bluegill, crappie, just a fantastic survey, and our electrofishing boat is a lot more effective than hook and line, you know, Chris, but it only shocks that upper 8 feet of water. So if those fish are deeper than that, you're just not going to get them, and we got plenty of fish.
Now you'll have to pay attention because the food sources right now for fish are varied and abundant.
They're going to follow the bait fish around. You know, this time of year, I think the most challenging part is trying to figure out what they're actually going to hit because, you know, there's food all over the place. And the key, I guess, is to find out when they're going to feed and what they're going to feed on, because they got the smorgasbord out there.
When you talk to anglers, it's been a down year on the state's big rivers. That's cyclical. It comes and goes. We're just in the trough right now. So many of those anglers have turned to the lakes to wet a line, and for good reason.
Yeah, the lakes have really, you know, looking at the bass tournament data, that they've been doing great this year. Lots of tournament success and lots of successful anglers out there on our waters, at least along the bass fishing lines.
Take advantage of the weather and hook into a big one today on one of West Virginia's impoundments. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that's the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.